Well, it's an honor for me this morning to give my testimony. While we were worshiped this morning, we were singing the song Waymaker, which a lot of people know that song. And so you'll probably notice or recognize the words said, He's here turning lives around, and He's here healing every heart. And I just thought about it. That's why we come up here and get out of our comfort zone and tell our stories, because our stories help each other, and they bring each other to Jesus, and they bring each other truth, and so that's why I'm here. Anyway, I want to start with just a verse from Psalm 22. I actually just read it this morning, and God just brought me straight to that verse this morning. It says, "From my mother's womb, you have been my God." And that's my testimony, just all in one sentence. We'll get back to that later. Excuse me. So I was born in Canada in 1980. I was born to parents who, they loved God, and they taught us kids about God. It was very important to them that we serve Him and follow Him. Excuse me. So for us, my family, practically speaking, that meant that we moved around a lot because my dad was a missionary. And so we followed him all around. We lived in by the time I was eight, we had lived in three different parts of Canada. And one of those places was northern Canada, where we brought Jesus to the First Nations people. Lived in eastern Ontario. And then when I was eight, we moved to the United States. Virginia. So my memories of my younger years, I was a very happy, sort of bouncy child. I loved life. I loved people. I loved making people happy. My sisters and I were very creative and carefree. I have good memories of playing and just, you know, before all this digital stuff, like we had a good healthy childhood. I was blessed in many ways, and looking back, like, doing this testimony has been good for me because it forced me to look back over my life and just see that God was with me from the very beginning. So as I mentioned, when I was eight, we moved to the United States. We moved to Virginia. And there my parents served in a community home for handicapped children and adults. And it was here that my life took a bit of a turn. And partly I was just out of that mostly carefree stage of childhood. But the brokenness of the world kind of came to hit my family and me. And that's where, my life just started changing. But there's something I want to say here. When I was going through this testimony, writing it down, I was just struck again with the truth of how, well, so many people, they ask, why did God let this happen to me? Why did God give me such a rough childhood? Why did God not stop this? Why did my daughter die? Everything. But what I've come to understand is that in the beginning, God decided to give us free choice. And that just, I mean, that's a beautiful thing, because we choose whether we're going to come to God or not. He doesn't force us. But then that also means that evil people choose to do wrong. And that means that this world is broken. And I just want to be clear today, He did not give me a hard life. That God was there with me all the way through. And because it's a broken world we live in, that's why we can suffer. But here's my story. I can't go into a lot of details of what all went on, but there was danger, there was evil, and then there was a lot of pain that impacted me on a lot of different levels. So when I was about 11, I gave my life to Jesus. That's when my journey started. I remember going to my parents' room, it was at night, and asking for their help, and they were so happy to pray with me. They were so excited about my choice to follow God, and I still remember the relief and just the joy I felt after that. And it was the beginning of of this journey, and I had no idea what all was coming, but that was the start. And I could stop now, but that was really just the beginning, and there was so much that God had for me after that. So my early teenage years, they turned into a lot of fear. Honestly, it was fear that had pushed me to make my decision for God. Where I was at, there was a lot of maybe more hellfire kind of preaching, and so I was afraid of hell. That's why I came to God. I didn't really understand God's true nature at that point. And so the first like maybe 6 years of my Christian life, they were driven by fear. And I came to a place where I was literally like afraid to talk, because I was afraid I would lie without trying. I was afraid to like wear something nice. I was afraid I would be proud. I was really afraid to live. Like, I just lived in this like fear. And I'm sure I nearly drove my mother crazy, because I come to her over and over, is this okay? Like, I did this, is this okay? And she was very patient with me, just answered, just calmed me down and whatever. But that was the first part of my Christian life. But even back then, I know that I loved God, and that I wanted to know him. I wanted to know who he really was, but the truth just was not there for me right then. And this compounded with the painful things that were still in my life. When I was about 16, something in me just snapped. I remember the switch when I just said, I can't live like this anymore, I'm done. And I did not turn away from the Lord, but I did spiral down into a lot of bitterness. And a lot of anger. And I know that I was still Christian, but I was living with a lot of pressure and on different levels, and I did not understand Jesus' true love for me, his heart. And so I became very angry. I made life in my home very difficult for my siblings. And there came a time, this was a little later, when I was more like 20 or so, when I did not want to live any longer. I'll never forget that section of my life. It was after we came back from Africa, and I was dealing with all the return third culture shock and everything too. I'll never forget my mom's like deep concern for me. She actually took me to the doctor to see if I had thyroid issues or something. Like, she was really worried about me. But it was not physical. There was nothing wrong with me. But that's getting ahead here. When I was 16, my family moved to Kenya, Africa. By that time, I had 5 siblings. I had 2 sisters, 3 brothers. And this move was really exciting. We had a really fun life there. My parents were there for 10 years. I was there for 6. My brothers and sisters and I, we went to game parks and all these African animals. They became normal to us. We went boating next to the hippos in the local lake. We rode public transportation that was super not safe, and just had a really fun life there. We helped our friends with their lives, their mud houses. We helped them build. We helped them hoe their fields, and we just spent a lot of happy hours learning the ways of the beautiful people there. So that was a really good thing in my life, but the way it works is everything goes with you. And so while I was there, I dealt with a lot of loneliness, because I'd left my friends at home, and I still did not while I was still following Jesus, I still had a lot of bitterness, and by this time I had really closed my heart over to survive the things that were still in my life. So for me, looking back, the turning point for me was when I went to Bible school back in the States. I was 18, and there I met people who they really saw into my heart, and they were very concerned, and they rightly divided the word. They brought me truth, and it was there that it was in the Romans class. I still so clearly remember the time when the light bulb went on and I understood salvation, like that I did not need to fear my whole life that I was somehow getting off track and going to hell and I didn't know it, or just all these fears that I had dealt with since a young age. And so it was at that Bible school that I understood when I make my choice for God, and I want to say this because I know there are people, and maybe especially kids out there, who deal with this. When you make your decision for Jesus and you decide, I'm following Jesus, you're saved. And when you say, I'm done with Jesus, and you turn around and you go the other way, you are not saved. And while sin is wrong, we repent and we go on, but we do not lose our salvation, where we're going. And when I understood that, it changed my life. Like, I could start actually growing, and I could start understanding Jesus' heart better. So, after my family's time in Africa, well, they stayed there a little longer. I was of age. I moved to Kansas. A teacher from the Bible school I had been at, asked if I would come teach school in Kansas. So I went, and I actually taught in an Amish school in a 2-room schoolhouse. I loved it. It was a really good experience. I poured my heart out for those amazing kids, and I enjoyed the community and the church a lot. And I started finding more help there as well for the place where my heart was at. It was there I met Craig. He was in the church I attended. And after a little more than a year of dating, we got married. And while I had found a lot more of Jesus' heart by then, I was still a pretty broken person. He was very brave. And I remember thinking that once I'm married to this man I love, I won't be alone anymore. Finally won't be lonely anymore. And by that, I'm not talking about just like, I need to go find a friend to hang out with. I'm feeling like hanging out. It was the aloneness that's in your heart when you don't have love in there. And I remember, after we were married, realizing that I was still alone. And the reason is because I had closed my heart up that God's love wasn't in there. And so no person's love was going to take care of that. Let's see if I can wrap this up without too many details. Through the years that followed our marriage, God really brought me to a different place. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the things that I've learned and that changed my life. The one thing that I want to say is, one thing I learned is that the only true healing comes from Jesus. It does not come from medication. It doesn't come from people telling you they care. It doesn't come from people giving you things out of a book. I learned that it only comes from Jesus. And one reason I know that is because that's one reason Jesus went to the cross. He went to the cross to save us. He didn't want us to be lost eternally. He went to the cross to heal us physically from our illnesses. But he also went to the cross to heal our hearts. And because he did that for us, that's where our healing comes from. So it took me a long time. Like, I started actively looking for help when I was about 20. I'm 40, okay? Don't let that discourage anyone, because all of our journeys are different. But God doesn't just... God is wise. He's wise, and he's very, very gentle. And he also doesn't let us go. He doesn't just say, I'm done with you. You're too slow. You're too closed. No, he doesn't let us go. And the other thing is that from the minute that you are conceived, that is when God is with you. Psalm 22 again. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. And once I realized that from the minute I was in my mother's womb, that God was with me, and he was with me through the childhood. He was with me through the anger. He was with me through the silent years. He never left me. That changed a lot of things for me when I received that truth. So, also, I want to say to the people out there who are, who you know that you're still broken and you're still looking for him, be brave, because often people who have experienced really hard things close their hearts to survive. And I want you to know that your heart is safe with God. You can open it. It's safe with him. So in my journey, the last couple years have actually been the most amazing. And a lot of that is because I began to understand the baptism of the Holy Spirit, having more of the Holy Spirit. You can say, yes, you receive him when you're saved, but there is more. And once I started receiving that and having him baptize me and fill me day after day, there's just more peace, there's more truth, because with him comes truth. Another thing that made a big difference for me was once I started calling sin, sin. And that sounds simple, like something you hear a lot over the pulpit. But so a big thing that I dealt with was fear. And today we call it anxiety, we call it stress, we call it all kinds of things, but it is all fear. And the Bible calls fear a spirit. And once I understood that this is demonic, this is a spirit of fear I'm dealing with, and I told it to leave, my life started changing. And it's not like fear will still come and try to come in. But once I understood what it actually is, and I quit saying I'm just having some anxiety. No, like fear, get out. Like my life started changing once I called sin, sin, and got rid of it. Bitterness, anger, pride, fear, there were these things that we think are not big sins. They were debilitating me. For me, it came into a stomach ulcer. I had a lot of stomach pain, and it would come to where I'd be in pain for weeks. And this was after I had kids. This was like 7 years ago or so. I finally decided to go on the GAPS diet. Now, for those of you who don't know what the GAPS diet is, you have to be desperate before you do this. And I was desperate. I was like, I can't live in pain. I need to take care of my family. And so I bought the books, and I think I put it on my blog. I'm going to do this GAPS diet. And I had a faithful friend who lived in another state who read my blog. And she emailed me. And this takes bravery if you know someone and you email them. And she said, I think your problem is fear. I think you are living in fear, and that's why you have stomach pain. And then she gave me a website called Be in Health. And she said, look this stuff up. Sin causes physical issues. And I'm like, what? But I listened, and I was at a fork in the road right there. I could have done the GAPS diet, and I believe that God has created herbs and exercise and so many wise ways for us to live, to heal us. But he has also sin affects our physical bodies, and I literally was healed of the stomach pain after I got rid of fear. And it's still kind of my measuring rod. If my stomach starts hurting, I say, whoa, what's going on? oh, I'm stressed out because I have a huge workload and my kids are all yelling at me. Sometimes it's something that simple, but sometimes it's bigger or deeper, and I'm like, what's really going on? I can get rid of it. I don't need to live in pain. I don't need to live in fear. You don't need to live with these things. That's so exciting. Because perfect love drives out fear, and I want to drive this fear thing home, because especially right now, there is so much fear in the church, in us. We don't know what's happening this year. We don't even know what happened last year. And there are so many ways that the devil brings fear to us. But God says perfect love drives it out. You don't need any fear, none. And I'm so excited about that. That had changed my life, it changed my health, changed my relationships, and it changed my ability to receive from God. Another big thing for me was forgiveness, letting people go, asking Jesus to forgive them. Because when I learned when I asked Jesus to forgive someone for me and with me, I know he's going to do it, so I know I need to do it. Like, there's no holding on to stuff. A big deal, and it's something that's ongoing for all of us. The last thing that I want to talk about is learning to listen to God's voice for myself. And I was just telling Craig the other day, going through this again, I realized that for a while, that the Word of God, the written Word, is like, it's our measuring rod. I believe that it's unchanging, it's solid. But I also believe we have God speaking to us today. And when I started believing that and seeking His voice, that also was a huge game changer for me. And so, but for a long time, I depended on Craig. He's gotten pictures for me from God, and also I'd say, you know, like, what about this? And he would go before the Lord, and then he'd come back to me with what he heard God saying about that. But God didn't leave me there either. He wants to talk to you today. And so I'm still so much on this journey. I highly recommend Lana Vosser's book, The Prophetic Voice of God. Her story and her the way that God has worked in her heart to hear him is showing me all our stories are different, but how to go to God, to listen, to spend time there hearing him and practice, and is to hear God talking to me brings me that love. It brings me truth, and it fills me. I'm no longer alone. I'm no longer alone. Recently, I drove to Kansas for, this is actually back in August, but I drove to Kansas alone for a wedding, and I remember thinking as I was driving, I don't feel alone. And this is so different from before. So that is just a testimony of what God has done for me. I was saved when I was 11. I was a Christian when I was 11. God did not leave me there. In his mercy, he stayed with me and he brought me here and he's taking me on. And I'm really grateful for that. And I'm really excited about what he wants to do. I want to read just a few verses or just a few lines. The other day I was reading in Psalms, Psalm 116, 117, 118, It just undid me because it was right around the time I was trying to get my testimony down. And it talks about how God, he has turned his ear to me. I will call on him all my days. He is gracious and righteous and compassionate. And it says, you have freed me from my bonds. And then in 118, out of a tight place, I called on Adonai. Adonai answered me with a spacious place. Adonai is for me. I will not fear. He is for me. I want to leave that with you today, especially those of you who are still looking for God and for his heart, and you still feel closed and broken, because I know that he is there for you, and I know he has love for you, he has truth for you, he has healing for you, he has an a big space for you.